It's been a while. It's great to have Harry Kuehl on the line. G'day, Harry.
Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Great to chat. We're going well, mate. Now, the Confederations Cup is coming to Sydney. It's less than 100 days away. Tell us more about it.
Well, it's a tournament of champions. You have to win a cup to be a participant in it. And obviously, with Australia winning the Asian Cup, we get to roll in it in 2000, or this year. And we get to play all the champions of the World Cup, which is Brazil, the African nations, which is Cameroon. There's Chile.
Germany.
There's Chile. There's so I've just woke up and all over the place as well.
Yeah,
so
Germany.
Let's get into it. But look, there's some great teams participating, and it's a great event for Australia to get a realisation of what the World Cup is going to be like next year.
Yeah, absolutely. So for Ange Postecoglou, it sort of, I imagine it fits in perfectly, Harry, because it's like reachy-ditch competition when you talk about Germany, Chile and Cameroon.
Of course it is. And like I said, this is an opportunity to get a little taste of what the competition is going to be like next year. So it's going to be a good lead-up for the Australian team. And like I said, Ange is going to be excited for this. It's another chance to win another cup. And, you know, the Australian team should be going out there to make some headway.
Yeah, and Gilberto Silva has teamed up with you to do this?
Yes, Gilberto's here with me as well. Obviously, a previous winner. So he's given his insight as well on what it's like to be part of a winning team, and obviously given his experience of the Brazilian side as well.
Mate, do you think this is an opportunity, or it'll give people a feel, these great players a feel for Sydney, and may encourage them to come in and get involved in the A-League? Mm. Do you think it could have that effect?
Well, again, it's an opportunity. Mm. You know, look, we're creating a nice league, you know, and I think that everyone's going in the right way about it. We're not rushing into it, because if we rush into it, things can go wrong and it could all go pear-shaped and we could be back to square one. And we've got to be careful. You know, is the A-League ever going to be the greatest league in the world? Let's dream. Let's hopefully it can be. But if we can make it a good, solid league, and we can start to invite younger people out here, because, you know, not everyone can make it into Europe, but if they can't make it into Europe, maybe they can come out here and apply their trade out here. And that's only going to benefit the youngsters of Australia to make them even better.
Harry, are you one of these people who are for expansion of the A-League, or you believe consolidate, you know, strengthen the competition, then maybe look at expansion down the track?
I'm a big believer in promotion and relegation, because I think you need to have that competition, but I agree to the point that I'd love to be able to see 20 teams. But, you know, I'm a realist as well, where, you know what, let's strengthen what we've got first and foremost, and then we can move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And mate, what else is on your plate at the moment? I know you're a very busy man.
Well, obviously, I'm coaching at Watford under 23s. I'm really enjoying my coaching. It has its ups and downs, but again, it's all part of learning the next phase of my life. It's a great place to start. I get to watch closely. At the moment, I've had two managers, Kike Sanchez Flores and Walter Manzani, who, you know, I get to sit down and watch training virtually every day. Because we train at just separate times, and I usually get the back end of their sessions. So, look, I'm absolutely loving life. It's a new experience for me, and I just want to keep going with it.
Sounds good. Sounds really good, Harry. And you know, obviously you'd love to, you know, coach at that top flight level in the EPL or another major European competition.
Yeah, 100%. I've never been shy to tell people about my ambitions. You know, and it's not been a big headline, but, you know, I always tell my kids, I always tell my players, always dream big, because if you dream big, you know, if you just miss that big target, underneath is going to be pretty awesome as well. So yeah, of course I want to manage the highest level possible, but if that doesn't fade out, hopefully I can find my way into football somewhere along the line, because it is a big part of my life and I really enjoy working in it.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I'm sure you'll get there just like you did in your playing days. We thank you for your time, mate, and well done on this Confederations Cup.
Thank you, guys.